When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Morning Magic with Sue here. Kendra's along with me. You and I were talking a little bit about, like, when we get home, what do we do? And you're like, now I always put on slippers to walk around my house. And you're new to it because you were like me. You used to be barefoot all the time.
All the time.
But now you say slippers are game changers for you. And I'm trying to come over to your side, but I love the freedom of being barefoot. It's not even about, I don't know what it is. It's just this feeling like I'm home. I can kick my shoes off.
Yeah.
And just feeling the floor right on my bare feet. I don't know what that is, but
it's honestly, it's something I look forward to. I have them right next to my bed. I feel like I'm like a 1950s housewife.
It's not, though. All the young kids wear slippers now. They wear them to school, for
all
God's
the
sake.
Time. Yeah. Everybody. My daughter's friends wear them. They all wear slippers, and I was so late to it. But I wonder if other people, because I was a barefoot person for a long time, but we've got a listener, Diane, is on the phone, and I don't know. I think she was a barefoot person. Maybe she's changed her ways. I'm not sure. Diane, are you still a barefoot person?
So I have been a diehard barefoot girl forever until last year. I ran out to the car and I put my granddaughter's UGG slippers on. Game changer.
Right. Thank you. That's exactly what I have in my house. That's what I wear. And I didn't pay a lot for them. I bought them at, like, you know, secondhand, but they are amazing.
So tell me what you love about them.
I have a small foot, and I'm able to buy UGG slippers in the big kid size.
Score.
And so they're only like $60.
Yes.
And now I drive in them, where I used to kick my shoes off in the car and drive with my socks on or bare feet. So now I carry my slippers with me, and I wear them into work. I drive in them. I wear them during the day.
So would you like them. Go grocery shopping in them, or would you just drive and then change your footwear, like, before you go into the store?
I can't go into a store in slippers.
Yeah, no, I that's where I would draw the line too. I mean, I'm a slob everywhere, but I would draw the line at that.
I don't know. If they have a sole, well, are they? Do you just slide your feet in?
I do. I slide my feet in, and they're so, like, warm and fuzzy, and they're so comfortable.
And now they're molded to your feet, too.
They are.
Mm-hmm. I so agree with you, because I think I have the same slippers that you're talking about, and I was never a slipper person before. I was always barefoot. I look forward to it when I get home, to taking my shoes off and sliding them on. It's so cozy. And I know that no matter what I could possibly step in from my children, my feet will be fine. It won't be wet or sticky. You know, it's amazing.
I could not believe when I drove my granddaughters to school. They're all in high school. And I would see all these kids going into school in slippers.
Oh, yeah. They wear the minis, the UGG minis that have a little bit more of a thicker sole, but they look like slippers too. Yeah.
But they wear slippers as well. They wear the UGG. The slide-on ones.
Yeah, they do. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They wear something called the Tasman ones.
Those are the ones I'm talking about. They have a little bit of a tiny little bit of a back, but not really.
Yeah.
It's a game changer. I'm telling you, we're going to get Sue to cross over from barefoot to slipper.
I'm thinking about it, because have you noticed a difference in the bottom of your feet? Like, are they smoother?
They are. Mm-hmm. They are.
That's what I need to do.
I'm not getting into bed with crumbs on my feet.
Also a great point. Yes. Thank you.
That's
awesome.
True. Okay.
See? Come join us, Sue.
I'm
Come
starting
over.
To see your ways over here. Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Have a great day. Love listening to you in the morning.
Oh, thank you. Have a good day. We'll Thanks. Talk to you soon, I hope.
Bye.
All right. I'm doing it.
And then the next step, we've got to get you to stop doing the barefoot in this studio, because it's really disgusting.
I know. I have to break that habit. Like, you know what it is? We sit on stools where your feet don't hit the floor.
Your feet are dangling on
our
chairs.
They're dangling, yeah. And I like today I have flats on, and the flats just kind of dangle off, and then I'm barefoot, and it feels kind of good. I'm like, oh, I'm just settled in. And then I run around.
So here's what
we
should do.
In my bare feet. Oh, I should put slippers
here. We're going to get you a pair of slippers. You're going to keep them in your car, and you're going to bring them in, and that's what you're going to wear in this studio so that you don't get all the nasty.
No, I'm going to keep them here in the studio. Yes. I won't even bring them back forth. Like, I will just keep them right here by my chair.
Yeah, that's what I mean. These are your work slippers, Sue. We're gonna get you some work slippers. All
right. Now I'm 90. Okay. I've got my home slippers and my work slippers. Here I am.